What it do, people? Animal Brown checking in. Day 5 of the 12 Days of Christmas album reviews, all right? This go-round is me and my homie Big Jeff, all right? The sleigh is in the shop this Christmas, all right? So we taking the rocket through the hood this Christmas. We are reviewing the Takeoff Last Rocket album. Now, y'all know how I feel about the Migos. Y'all know my stance, all right? I don't know if Jeff rock with the Migos like that. I don't know if he's a Migos man or not. We gonna find out, but I guarantee by the end of this episode, he will be. All right? Hope y'all enjoy, man. Take off the last rocket. Let's get it. Days of Christmas. We got another episode, man, on deck. Of course, it's your man, Animal Brown. I am here with a special guest, okay? We've ran a lot of these with my homie Spike Lou. But we got another member of the Realville Media family. I got my boy Big Jeff in the building. What's up, man?
Appreciate you having me. Get to talk something different today.
We finally get to talk some rap today, man. Yeah. I'm excited. And we get to talk some Takeoff, so I know you're excited about that, too.
I know you're excited about that. I'm in hell right now.
I clearly chose this record. Let's make no mistakes about it. Mm-hmm. We're going to rate that Takeoff, The Last Rocket. I still don't understand what that means.
Because didn't Offset do one with Metro Boomin already?
True.
Then Quavo's.
True.
Then he's the last Rocket.
Okay. But they've never referenced themselves as Rockets. Well, so I'm like,
it's a lot of drugs being used when this album was made. I'm going to speculate.
That's quite possible.
So, you know, whatever.
Speaking of this album, man, it dropped November 2nd.
Yes, sir.
And you said you weren't excited about this, so I'm going to ask you what your expectations were going in, but I think I have an answer.
All right, so I listened to the Quavo joint.
Gotcha.
And my expectations of the Takeoff album were, he just got to be better than Quavo.
That was your hope.
it has to be better than Quavo.
Gotcha.
Because that was the shits.
Right, garbage.
So it was horrible. So considering this year, I just figured out which one was which of the Migos.
Oh, my God. Year.
Honest truth. I just figured out how the difference between all three of them.
Gotcha. Okay.
He's technically my favorite Migo. Takeoff.
I like that. I like where you're going with this.
Yeah, so my expectations weren't too high. Because he hasn't really displayed that talent on the Culture albums or the mixtapes before that to just say, I need a Takeoff solo project.
For sure.
But he's definitely my favorite Migo. So, you know.
Yeah. My expectations were high. Like you said.
They were high.
Absolutely. Wow. He's been my favorite. Kershnick Ball has been my favorite Migo since day one.
Young Kershnick.
No Label 2 mixtape. We're going all the way back to that. Yeah. It's a classic mixtape. And Takeoff has been the best Migo since.
Classic mixtape.
Yeah. No Label 2. And I'm talking about the original mixtape, not the one that's on Apple Music. I'm talking about the one that's on that Piff.
Right.
That's a classic.
That's
an Atlanta classic.
Okay, there we go.
It's an Atlanta classic mixtape.
There we go.
He's perfected that triplet flow that everybody does now. Mm-hmm. I think we have him to thank because he had the sharpest out of all of them. Now Offset has kind of gotten better. Mm-hmm. Ever since Bad and Bougie, Offset has kind of, you're like, oh, okay, that's Offset.
Yeah.
But Takeoff, I think, is the best one. I was slightly worried because that Quavo was trash. So I didn't know if he could carry a whole album or if they would have rushed it. You know what I'm saying? I was afraid. Plus, we know just because you may rap well doesn't mean you may rap well in a group.
Right.
That doesn't mean your album is going to be banging.
Absolutely.
CMJG. C-Pimp C. I'm sorry.
C-Pimp C was straight.
Stop with the Pimp Chronicles. What was it? Sweet James Jones?
Sweet James Jones.
Nah,
that was cool.
Nah, those weren't it. Unfortunately, those are my guys, but them ain't it.
Pimp had one. He had one. The one he was out for.
Like 07?
Yeah, those, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
He had one. It was decent.
One.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. So when you did get a chance to listen to this Mr. Kershnick Ball solo album, The Quietest of the Migos,
mm-hmm.
What were your initial thoughts?
It wasn't Quavo. I was happy about that.
Okay, that's a plus.
It's a plus.
We start off with the positives. Yeah.
Actually didn't get right into the bullshit. He had a like a somewhat rocket launching thing at the beginning. You know what I'm saying? I said, okay, he put a little thought into this.
Right.
12 songs.
Straight
happy about
point.
That.
Straight to the
happy
point.
About 12 songs.
Okay.
And that's about it.
Oh,
we're gonna get into the rest when we go through the show.
First thought immediately, track one, I was like, oh, this better than Quavo.
Already. I respect that.
Already.
I respect that. Definitely a better start.
100%. Definitely out the gate a better start. It confirmed, this album confirmed that he was the best rapper in the group. When I first listened to it, I listened to this in the airport waiting on a flight.
You did say that.
Yes. I got to the airport stupid early.
Yeah.
Because I'm definitely afraid of missing flights. So I'd rather just get there early.
Be the same way.
Load up my iPad. Yeah. I got books, movies, I'm good.
Right, right, right.
So I'm listening to this in the airport, and it was a specific vibe that it gave me that I was here for. So I was like, okay, my initial thought, this shit bang. And I took the Twitter. You know, when you take the Twitter to say something's good, you're really fucking with it.
Yeah, yeah.
I took the Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
Even IG storied it. That's how much I was rocking with it. So my first listen, I was excited. I was hyped. And as soon as I finished it on that first listen, I ran it back. I ain't playing no games.
You did say that.
Ran that straight back. Oh, number 12 done. Run that back right to number one, man. We taking off again, launching. So listening to it more than once, I hope.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely.
Okay.
Most definitely.
Where are you at with it right this very moment?
At this very moment, the beats are banging.
Got the production.
Got the production.
Facts.
Subject matter is limited. I mean limited.
Ain't everybody's limited. Everybody
this is next level limited, though. Like, even the songs where he's trying, well, I'm not saying trying to be different, like the Casper song. I was like, oh, where you gonna go with this?
That's my shit.
It's a good song.
I'ma go ride the rave. Thinking about copping that dime today. I'ma go ride the rave. Ghost. I'ma go ride the rave. Take off. I'ma go ride the rave. I'ma go ride like I'm from the bay. Bay. You better watch your bay. Better up doing what Simon say. Say. They mad cause I caught the rave. Holy, they look at my license plate. 12. They look at my jewelry when I hop out. Start singing Amazing Grace. Grace. The feast we eat before we jump in. My nigga, we gotta say grace.
My he's ghost riding the whip again.
Got to.
Ghost riding the wraith. Excuse me. He's ghost riding the wraith.
I like that talk. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Stars in the whip.
Yeah, yeah. But see, the thing is, there's a wraith from song one to song 12.
Hey, he wraithed up in every wraithed song. Up.
There's a Tesla in 50% of the album.
Facts.
I'm just saying, man. Give me something.
Then tell me what you like. Give me some highlights. What resonated with you then, if it wasn't the bars and shit?
Casper.
Okay.
Lead the Wave was nice.
That's hard.
Lead the Wave was nice. Is that Quavo on the hook on song two?
Yes, it is.
That song was banging.
They left the features off.
I didn't get that. Like, why'd you leave the features off of?
I got it when Travis Scott did it. It was kind of like the roller coaster theme. You don't know what's coming next.
Yeah, yeah.
They just felt lazy with it. Like, stop. Just give me the damn features. I ain't sitting here guessing who the hell is on the album. I like that, too. I like Lead the Waves is right.
Yeah.
I like that Insomnia, too.
Fucking no friend by the two. I've been approved. You can't get in. I'm going to draw by 10 and flex on you. Flex. I've been up. Hey. We been up. I've been up. The grind for days. I've been up, I can't sleep, what's wrong? Rick said my lips on her tongue. Came a long way, we all on.
Okay, I'm with that. I can't argue that. With that. That beat is banging on this
song. Beat is super tough. Casper's my favorite song. Okay. I just like that beat is fire. Like this, it's just real smooth, real smooth. Mellow. But when you match the mellow beat with his flow, it's kind of aggressive. Pocket. That's his pop. Live right there on that street takeoff. Yeah. I even like the experimental joint, The Infatuation.
No, you don't.
Now, that's fire.
No, you don't.
I want to get close to you, maybe, right? No, you don't. Now, that's banging. No, you don't. He can ride. He needs a video to that tomorrow. I'll
tell you right now, you don't like that song.
He needs a video. Look, it's cold as hell right
now. That's about as bad as Drake's Ratchet Happy Birthday.
The Ratchet Happy Birthday is atrocious.
That's what do you think Infatuation is?
He needs to look. It's cold right now. He needs to go. He needs to go to Hawaii, shoot a little video, drop top in the aforementioned ghost or whatever the fuck whip you want to put
bring the Rafe out.
Bring the Rafe out. Get you a little bad one. Get you something soft and light skinned. Shout out to my guy Weezy and sit next to you in the whip. All right.
You might want
to
edit that out.
Yeah. shout out to my guy Weezy.
It's just that soft and light skinned part gonna get you some hell in your comments. Boy.
Yeah, true.
Woo.
Get you something.
It's something soft.
Yeah, you go.
There you go. Yeah,
ride with you in Hawaii, Maui. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? That you need that tomorrow. I like that song right there. You sleeping?
Nah, I'm up.
So other than Infatuation being a low light for you,
extreme low light. Hold on, worst song I've ever heard in my life.
Oh my, come on now. It's the little dude on the hook. He got hook potential.
Song is bad, man. man.
He has hook potential.
That song is trying to be French and Swae Lee.
Okay.
That's exactly what it's trying to be. You know that, too.
Nah, but you got to think about it. Take Offset and them. Migos were on that Calvin Harris song.
Yeah, that's true.
The slide joint with Frank Ocean. It's the same vibe. And they can, and that's the crossover song. You need to, you get the ringtones with that. Well, you would have in 08.
Okay, ringtones.
You would have got the ringtones with that. You would have got the singles with that.
Yeah, yeah.
You get the looks, man. That fuck around being a movie or something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think that would have worked better with Quavo. Because Quavo's supposed to be Beyonce, right?
He allegedly. But we heard his solo.
Michelle, shit. Michelle not doing Infatuation.
Absolutely not.
He's Michelle. He don't need this. Beyonce will do Infatuation.
True.
You know what I mean? But Michelle's not doing it. Michelle's doing Promise or whatever that song was of her and Wayne.
Nobody knows.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's what Michelle is doing, making a hit out of it.
Are you talking about Kelly?
Kelly.
Yeah, Michelle.
Kelly.
For sure.
Yeah, he's definitely Kelly.
So what were some other lowlights? Anything else stood out to you?
Migos do this to me a lot.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm not a big fan of this, but you can help me out if I'm wrong about this.
Okay.
With the Migos, they get to a certain level, and my ears get tired because they stay there the entire way.
It's true.
Production-wise, sound-wise, sonically, everything.
It's true.
By the time we got to track three, we didn't get a break till Infatuation.
same style, same vibe.
Same beats per minute, true. Same everything until Infatuation.
True.
Now, when I heard Infatuation, I was like, well, maybe it should have stayed there. But that's really my thing when it comes to this album. It's like, yeah, it got some nice beats on it, but at some point, you got to change that up a little bit.
That's a good point.
Give me something.
And that's one of my lowlights, too. Some of the repetitive hooks.
Yeah.
I think that it comes off a little lazy.
Come on, man.
Even though Lead the Wave works, the hook is a little lazy.
Very lazy, but it works. Yeah.
It works for that one. Yeah. I think None to Me is the weakest song on the album. And he tried to go conceptual with the rocket launch and the intro and the out.
And see, here's my thing.
No, we're not gonna do this too much.
I really wish. I know QC is probably the second most powerful label in the world right now compared to TDE.
Ooh,
maybe. You know, if you think about it.
The disrespect to good music.
Yeah, I said it right.
Oh my god!
Like, I mean, what is?
Jeez.
That's a whole
good
other
music,
show.
Good music ran all of June. All of it. All
right, man. All right. We'll be here for all day. But all I was saying was they could take a page out of Rockefeller's book.
Okay.
Remember the biggest knock against Freeway was with Freeway, his voice, he couldn't do a hook.
True.
So on that Freeway's first album, Rockefeller made sure to get somebody on that hook to break your ears up from hearing the same thing.
Yeah, the monotony of his voice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They could have brought some other people in to do these hooks with him.
That's a very more features.
That's all they needed.
They didn't have to rap, all they had to do was do the hook. That's true.
And it would have made this album a lot better.
And that's the same way with a cat like Nas. Like Nas hooks just be some little cool. Like if you look at Nas album, every hook was somebody else, except the last song. So it's like, you know, sometimes you got to know your limitations. When you're Nas, I can't do hooks.
Oh,
I need
God.
Help with the hook. Kanye, can you help me with the hooks?
Oh, boy.
So Take Off, you're right. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, that's all he needed.
Same way.
Just a little artist development. And they do artist development well at QC, which is why I'm surprised that this album came out like this.
They're cooked. First of all, this album is banging. Let's be very clear about that.
Okay.
If I had to give it a review.
Okay, talk to me.
I say the most low-key Migo put out a good record.
Okay.
A fun ride. Made me want to revisit it after I was done listening. I got to give it 3 reels, man. Y'all know how we get down. We're using the old school source. Except it's mics. We're going reels because it's realvillemedia.com if you didn't know. Mm-hmm. 3 reels. Good worth checking out. Or like my man said, good worth streaming.
Okay.
It's a solid project. I'm not going to gas it, even though this is my favorite Migo, and I've been listening to them for a couple of years now, and I think they're underrated as a group.
Okay.
Well, you're right. Because they're
the biggest group in the world.
That's
right
true.
They're
getting a lot of gas right now.
Yeah.
I think
when you first started talking about it,
true.
I
prefer that Migos.
Pre-culture
Migos, but I get it. So 3 reels, good, worth streaming. What about you?
2 reels.
Damn.
2 reels.
What?
2 reels.
What is 2? I forgot.
Knees work. Think about everything we just said about this album.
Okay.
Can you really give it more than 2?
Yeah. What? It's got replay value, bro. Lead the Wave has replay value. Casper has replay value. Even the song
That's
with Quavo.
That's 2 songs.
The song with Quavo has replay value. Absolutely. Infatuation has replay value.
You shooting 3 for 12?
He had an off night.
He had an off night, bro. So you need work.
Yeah, some Trae Young numbers. Look, ooh, though. Ooh.
I like that one. I like that one.
Them Trae Young stat lines.
I like that.
Look, but I thought it
keep
was
shooting,
good.
Keep shooting, Trae.
Will Offset album sound better than this? Because at the time of recording, that Offset has not dropped, but they do have a date for it.
Mm.
You're not expecting much from that either? About the same?
No, I'm not expecting anything from Offset. I've known what he got. I heard the one with him in Metro. And Metro carried that.
Yeah, in 21. That was with 21, right? He was on it. Yeah. That's a good point.
With the Ric Flair drip.
That shit hard, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That shit hard,
though. But that beat carried that and all that. You know what I mean? So, nah, I'm not.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
They need each other, man. Seriously.
Facts.
Migos don't need to do this ever again.
What the hell? God, Jesus. Man.
we know what this is. Stay in y'all are better as a unit.
You're killing me right now.
Come on, man. Like, they are better. Like,
so you listen to, so the Culture stuff didn't bother you?
The Culture 2 was bad. Culture 2 was bad. Culture 1 was okay.
You just don't like Migos, bro. listen to No Label 2 on that piff.
I did. Because you when you was talking about it on the show, I listened to it. Not arguing that. But to me, they've hit a high. And that was on the down here from here. For them.
Damn, you calling it early.
I'm not saying they're done. I'm just saying, like, music production.
They've maxed out.
Bad and Bougie was the genesis.
Fair enough. That's fair.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm not mad at that. I think they still got it in them. If you look what they gave Jay-Z and Beyonce a hit.
Or was rapping Beyonce the reason why that was a hit?
No, that would have been people that have heard.
That would have been number 7 on Culture 2 and we wouldn't even heard it.
Shit. I know people that have heard Migos' version was like, I ain't gonna lie, their version better than this. Because they do that better than Beyonce does.
Of course, but it's rap Beyonce, though. Trap Beyonce.
Yeah, the name carried that, but
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Her rapping like that, talking that Beyonce talk.
She talking that talk too. Yeah. Trap Beyonce. People fuck with Trap Beyonce now.
Hey, man,
we're not gonna get it twisted.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's always good. We got to talk rap more, man.
Most definitely. Right?
We're gonna do a mashup or something. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna talk the rap.
I'm gonna be there this time.
You gonna pull up this time?
I'm gonna be there this time.
Fuck. Alright, man, I'm counting on you, man. I'm counting on you.
Hey, man, wait,
12
can't
days
wait.
Of Christmas, guys. RealvilleMedia.com. Of course, you can check Big Jeff out on FSP every Monday.
Tell
talking sports. Tell a friend. And of course, you know this On Deck TV, man. I'll let your boy Animal Brown. We out.